Second hour. Time is flying away here. So how do you like that? Brad Newsham's a 9/11 truther. I have no idea. That's cool. And he said he just woke up. It's great to hear, you know, testimonies like that. People who were so staunchly in denial and defensive, and as much as, you know, he wasn't crazy about Bush, you know, no, they would never do something like that. But, you know, the Building 7 issue really is a major smoking gun. I mean, there's smoking guns all over the place with 9/11, but that one does definitely stick out. That's the biggest sore thumb with the whole thing right there. I'm finding that more and more, that that's the number one thing that's waking people up. We had a guy come in our room on Pal Talk the other day. By the way, I hope you guys will join us on paltalk.com. You can download the free software and join our 9/11 was an inside job room. But anyway, this guy is he's a conservative, a Republican. And he came in the room the other night and he says, you know, I didn't want to believe this, but he said, when I saw that footage of Building 7, just like, Brad Newsham was just saying, he says, I realized there's something wrong here. This just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, let's go to our next guest, another activist, Ted Pike. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Well, thanks for having me, Charles.
Yeah, great to have you on. I guess your latest claim to fame has been your fight against the hate crimes bill, right?
Yes. Well, actually, that's not anything very late. I've been fighting that since 1990, hate crimes legislation. But it's really coming to a head now as the federal hate crimes bill did pass the House of Representatives 13 days ago. And is now moving forward in the Senate. This is a time of very grave concern because this hate crimes legislation is the same kind that has taken away freedom in Canada, European countries, Australia, New Zealand, and so on. It basically sets up federally protected groups, particularly homosexuals, Jews, and so on, who are basically above the rights which the rest of us can enjoy. It federalizes any kind of crimes against them, and especially leads to speech crimes. This bill basically claims to do nothing more than give the federal government a larger access to states' law enforcement privileges to come down and actually take over state crime, hate crimes trials, and so on, and make sure that violent physical hate crimes are not occurring in the states. But in reality, what has happened in all these hate crimes bureaucracies around the world is that once the government gets its foot in the door on the local level and the state or provincial level, then the judges begin to adjudicate from the bench, and they widen out the physical hate crime definitions into verbal violence, which means unkind or even biblical speech critical of homosexuals.
Yeah, and it's so broadly defined. I mean, they can apply it to anyone, anytime, for anything they want. And there's no distinction between hate of an institution or an ideology and hate for individual people.
Well, that's right. And the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, who's behind all of this hate crimes legislation worldwide, what they're doing is they are redefining some of the most basic principles and of our society, like love, hate, bias, prejudice, anti-Semitism, and things like this. And they have very twisted definitions. For example, the ADL's working definition of hate is bias against federally protected groups. Now, that's not really hateful because the Bible itself describes homosexuality as an abomination. And so, according to the ADL...
Tell you what, hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Mm-hmm. right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're back, talking with our guest, Ted Pike, discussing this scandalous hate crimes bill. You know, I must say, I had no idea, I didn't realize that this thing actually dated back to 1990, huh?
Well, actually, in 1988, the Anti-Defamation League held a national a competition to law students in America to help draft a model anti-hate statute for America. And the winner of that, Joseph Ribicoff, a Jewish law student from Whittier College in California, just made some astonishing proposals. He proposed that if any New Right Christian organization showed a film critical of homosexuality, that all of the leaders of that organization should be indicted as hate criminals, and if anyone continued to remain in that organization, these members should also be indicted as hate criminals. And the ADL gave him first prize for that contribution to their model anti-hate law statute. And then during the next year, the ADL persuaded Congress to approve the ADL-created a Hate Crime Statistic Act of 1990, which basically put the ADL in the driver's seat of all educational programs, statistic gathering, and so on for the federal government, teaching the FBI, the Justice Department, and literally every policeman in America these distorted definitions of hate and bias and so on, which says that bias against federally protected groups equals hate, and particularly implying that the Bible is hate literature, and evangelical Christians upholding those beliefs become haters and potential hate criminals. And then during the 1990s, the ADL went around to all the state legislatures in America, and they persuaded at least 45 of them to adopt some version of this model anti-hate crime statute. And then I should mention that several years ago in Philadelphia, that statute of the Pennsylvania ADL hate law was put into effect as 11 Christians were arrested for the so-called hate crime of witnessing to homosexuals during a large homosexual rally in downtown Philadelphia. And the one of the national executive board members of ADL was Lynn Abraham, who is the district attorney of Philadelphia. She's the one who gave the orders for these Christians to be arrested. They were socked with seven charges, including violation of the ADL's Pennsylvania hate law. The total of these charges would have amounted to 47 years in prison with $90,000 fines each. And
you could get caught with heroin and you won't even get that kind of a sentence.
Yeah. In addition, they spent 21 hours in the Justice Department jail and so on. Now, the big plum for the ADL is what's going on in Congress right now. They won in the House of Representatives a week ago, 13 days ago. They passed H.R. 1592, and now it's in the Senate Judiciary Committee. We're expecting that to be voted on probably next week. But this is a truly a watershed moment for this country. When we decide, are we going to become a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada, or are we going to retain the integrity of our First Amendment and our traditional justice system?
It's so transparent, too, that all we're dealing with here is simply the power to suppress and outright crush out freedom of speech. That's all this is. It's nothing to do with law and order.
Yeah, that's right. Well, back in 1971, the ADL, after about 20 years of lobbying, persuaded Ottawa, the Parliament in Ottawa, to enact their federal hate law, the Canadian Human Rights Act, and its Section 319 has just been a terrible thorn in the side of free speech advocates over the past decades, especially anybody on the political or religious right.
And don't you love these Orwellian titles that they give these laws?
Yeah.
Human rights, what rights? It's like the Patriot Act. Oh, give me a break.
It's the ADL Rights Act. But anyway, in Canada, it is literally illegal now to criticize homosexuality or even matters Jewish publicly. If you in any way even question the sacred 6 million figure of Holocaust victims, that is considered outright a hate crime in Canada. Probably the first lower fine would be $5,000 for making an assertion that less than 6 million died in World War II.
And, of course, this is going on in European countries all over. You know, Germany, David Irving, is that his name?
Right.
The so-called Holocaust denier. Yeah, he was actually imprisoned, right? Is he still in jail?
Well, he was imprisoned for several years, but was finally freed. But Ernst Zundel, who has been a veteran Holocaust doubter over the decades, was deported to Germany and was convicted of, you know, desecration of the memory of the Jewish dead, those crimes like that. And was
what a scam.
He's spending 5 years now in Germany after spending 2 years in solitary confinement in Canada, and was deported actually from his wife's home in Tennessee before that.
You have the right to freedom of speech, but if you exercise it, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, the liberals I was a veteran of the Berkeley free speech movement. I was there in the 60s when the liberals were championing all kinds of free speech and right to desecrate verbally everything and pictorially create obscene art. They were the champions of freedom of expression. Now these fickle liberals have all turned a complete 180, and now they are the champions of politically correct speech and repression. It's really very medieval. It takes us clear back 400 or 500 years to the Inquisition, the Counter-Reformation, when when people were actually indicted, jailed, and even tortured for the words they said. So this is...
We're going right back to the Dark Ages.
Yeah,
well, Ted,
I'm
at least glad that we still have the freedom in this country to stage fake gunmen shootings and scare 12-year-old kids into crying and freaking out. And, you know, we still have the freedom to do that. We can terrorize 12-year-old sixth graders. You heard about that, right?
I guess I'm not familiar with what you're saying.
Oh, good heavens. I think it was Monday.
Oh.
This school went on a class trip.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of sixth graders, and the teachers ahead of time had this all planned out. They wanted to plan a terrorist drill, or like a you know, Virginia Tech type thing. They told the kids that there was a person with a gun, and he was threatening to shoot them, and so they were trying to see how how not only how the kids react, but to train them to be responsive quickly to a thing like this. So they had the kids literally convinced. And they were screaming and crying, and of course later they told them, no, this was just a drill.
Oh.
But the parents are outraged about this. I'm hoping that this is going to result in a lawsuit. But can you imagine? You can't speak against the phony numbers they fed us about the Holocaust, but you can terrorize little kids, and that's okay.
Yeah,
apparently,
that's...
unless the parents pursue something, nothing's going to be done by the government about this. Well, they probably worked in league with the government to do this.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, on the surface, all of these hate bills do protect religions and all minorities and sexes and so on, but in reality, since the ADL is behind this legislation, and once they get these bills established in governments, they run the show. They are the ones who hand out the arrests and indictments and so on, because the ADL, being a Jewish organization, is in control. They are very selective, particularly going after evangelical Christians. And up in Canada, there's quite a horror, a tale up there of evangelicals, evangelical organizations, pastors, and so on now, who are being victimized, fined huge amounts just for criticizing homosexuality. But at the same time, it is virtually unheard of since 1971 in Canada ever for a Jew to be arrested under the hate crimes laws. And this is quite remarkable, because ADL, especially the leader of ADL, Abe Foxman, and Jewish leaders of the Canadian version of ADL, are very outspoken in their criticisms of Christianity. They say very publicly that Christianity is responsible for all of the Jewish suffering in the last 2,000 years because of its anti-Semitism of the New Testament.
And yet, in this climate, you have Christian Zionism booming. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it is. On the other hand, I think that some Christians are beginning to open their eyes a little bit to who is really behind some of these savage attacks, especially at Christmas time and Easter, when our crosses are taken down and our Christmas scenes are dismantled, and the Ten Commandments are taken down in the courthouses, and the prayer is banned in the schools, and so on. They're beginning to realize that most of this does come out of ADL B'nai B'rith, and a cluster of Jewish-controlled so-called civil liberties organizations coming out of B'nai B'rith. And these include the ACLU, which is top-heavy with Jews, Southern Poverty Law Center, the People for the American Way, and so on. These are radical liberal Jewish activist organizations who are solidly behind a whole raft of these hate crimes, speech crimes, thought crimes bills, which are now coming into Congress, especially in the House of Representatives. I have a list here right in front of me of, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's eight. Eight speech crimes bills now are in the House of Representatives, and they all have the stamp of the ADL language and phraseology and philosophy.
This is how they work. They throw this many out there, figuring that, okay, well, if the first five or six or seven get shot down, we're bound to get one of them passed by the time we get to the eighth one. This is how they do it.
Right. Yeah. In fact,
scoundrels.
Back in.
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back after the break. Stick with us, folks.
Thank you. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Annie Bonaducci says that Roseanne O'Donnell should be strung out and hung for treason for speaking out about 9/11. Folks, when they resort to extremist type of talk like this, it's obvious they've got something to hide. If what we're saying about 9/11 or about the Holocaust or anything else that people question was not true, they would simply laugh it off and walk away. But when they want to silence you and say you should be hung, they've got something to hide. So anyway, Ted, before the break, you started to say something we had to cut off there.
We're at a real crisis right now. This is, I believe that the federal hate bill is the most dangerous legislation ever to come before the Congress and before the American people. And we've got to have a howl of protest against that, such as has never arisen from Heartland America. We've got to call in, especially to the members of the Senate right now from our listeners' districts. And if I might, I'll just give that toll-free number.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the toll-free number to the member of the Senate from your district is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Now, our chances of defeating the federal hate bill in the Senate are much better than they were in the House. It was something like a 50-vote difference in the House. But in the Senate, you've got to have 60 votes out of the 100 members of the Senate in order to pass this kind of legislation. And There are about 14 Republicans who did go over 2 years ago and voted for the hate bill. At my website, which is truthtellers.org, I have a list of those 14 wayward Republicans. We need to call those. Come to truthtellers.org. Write down the names of those and call this toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Let's put pressure on them to come back to the fold and vote against the hate bill. Also, there's about 17 or 16 it is now, Republicans who are kind of straddling the fence and not declaring themselves which side they'll vote on. We need to call those. Those are also listed at Truth Tellers. Then there's about 10 Democrats who are not co-signers of the bill. Might be a good opportunity to call them also. They're listed at Truth Tellers. Actually, some 15 Democrats did come over and vote against the hate bill in this last vote 13 days ago, which was absolutely unprecedented because the Democrats always vote as a block. So it shows that there is a lot of controversy in Congress about this bill now. Our National Prayer Network and truthtellers.org, we've been working very hard along with many other organizations to bring new light, new truth, new reality into the darkened halls of Congress. But we've got to take action right now to make sure, if we can only get even 5 or 6 or 7 of the pro-hate bill people to come back over and side with the American people, we can smash the hate bill in the Senate next week when it will probably come to a vote. I should also mention, Charles, that 13 days ago the president did send a message to the House of Representatives that if Congress passed the hate bill, his top advisors were telling him he should veto it. Now, this has been a great comfort to many, many very worried Americans, but on the other hand, immediately the entire Jewish community in America, I'm talking about the major Jewish organizations, liberal Jewish organizations, have all united to pressure the president to turn his back on his promise to the evangelical political right and go ahead and pass the hate bill and not veto it. And so, in fact, I just wrote an e-alert a couple days ago, which is posted right at the top of Rents.com, in which I quote extensively from the Jewish Forward, online newspaper, in which they detail how a whole cluster of the most powerful Jewish organizations are now determined to pass the hate bill.
And, you know, when you look at the lack of coverage, the total lack of coverage of things like this in the mainstream media, they're not warning us, they're not telling us about this bill coming down the pike. That should obviously tell you that, you know, the media is a part of this, they're lying to us. But how about the churches, too? Why don't you hear anything about this from the pulpits? This is something very serious. It affects people's freedom of religion, not just freedom of speech.
Well, there are quite a few evangelical churches and people getting roused up now. They got a pretty slow start on it. In fact, I've been warning against the hate bill on more like 130 broadcasts since last November, interviews like this, telling the people we've got to take action proactively to keep this legislation under control. And the evangelicals didn't really catch on until about 6 weeks after the bill was actually in Congress. But now they are. In fact, I just got an e-alert here today from Dr. James Dobson's group, Focus on the Family, and they are going to spend the entire week on national radio warning against the hate bill and other hate speech crimes bills in Congress. And so the evangelical right is kind of a huge slumbering giant, which is slow to get going, but there is quite an upheaval of concern and calling going in now. But we have a formidable task ahead of us, because with the Democrats in solid control of both houses of Congress, they can pretty much run things unless they are really powerfully opposed.
Right. Well, it's encouraging. Some change is coming around the corner, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back with the more interesting info about the hate crimes bill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold and the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back here on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got our guest on, Ted Pike from truthtellers.org. You know, just before the break, we were talking about Dobson, how he's finally waking up and taking action about the, you know, the hate crimes bill, or should I say hate crimes bills. But that's great. I'm glad for that. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed with that guy. You know, he's quite the Bush companion, I guess we could call him. He's a member of, I guess, a pretty prominent one, too, of a group called Council on National Policy. Are you familiar with them at all?
Not really. I've heard of that, but I haven't studied it.
It's sort of a religious version of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's It's got, you know, mostly, you know, Pat Robertson, quite a few big names in the evangelical world. What's his name? Crouch, Paul Crouch, is it? And, you know, they've had Bush as a guest speaker. They've had John Ashcroft, of course, who was a major mover and shaker in the right-wing religious world. But, you know, for Dobson to be hanging out with this crowd, I've got to say I'm very disappointed. You know, he's supposed to be a man who stands strong for family values, and yet he hangs out with these scoundrels that are some of the worst tramplers of family values in the country. So I'm very cautious about him. But, you know, at the same time, though, if he is taking a stand on the hate crimes thing, that's good. Hopefully it'll bring an awareness. It'll be a positive step in the right direction.
Well, Dobson and Focus on the Family, all these New Right organizations, of course, have literally for decades and practically for the last century before them, their forefathers have had an attitude toward Zionism and Israel, which I believe is very unbiblical. They have endorsed Zionism because Zionism claims that the Jews, being the children of Abraham, have a perfect legal and spiritual right to come back and occupy Palestine and drive the Palestinians out by force and violence and so on, because they are God's chosen people. But and Dobson has gone along with this. Dobson has never criticized Israel that I know of in very specific terms, and has gone with the flow. And now we have the whole thing is backfiring, I believe, on the religious right. You see, because in the Bush administration, we had our so-called born-again president being encouraged to make the Middle East safe for Israel, for God's chosen people. And that has resulted in this huge military adventure in Afghanistan, Iraq, and maybe even in Iran. And what has happened is that it's all obviously has fallen apart, and it is a quagmire now there. But the repercussions are coming back on the evangelicals, and people are saying, well, you evangelicals are really not equipped to be in national policy and in directing and even influencing geopolitical events, because you are starry-eyed about your eschatology and starry-eyed about Israel and very out of touch with reality and so on. And the Democrats have come in and they've played the peace card here, and they say, well, we even though the Democrats voted the same war credits 4 or 5 years ago for these Middle East wars, nevertheless, they're coming in there, and now they're saying, well, we're for peace, we're wanting to get out of the Middle East and so on. And so it's making the evangelicals look bad, it's making the Republicans look bad, and as the offshoot of this, we had the disastrous elections last fall, when the Democrats swept into not only national the dominance, but the dominance in the state legislatures as well. And this has given them power now to bring truly Orwellian Antichrist legislation, a flood of it, across the floors of the state houses and on the federal level. I'm from Oregon, and we just had a hate crimes bill here, an employment non-discrimination bill, SB2, which passed overwhelmingly in our Democrat state house, which was very repressive against the church, allowing homosexuals to come in and be employed by force of law in non-spiritual positions in the churches here in Oregon. But this is what's happening in a rampant way now in the legislative processes of our country. And it all goes back, I believe, to some real mismanagement, some real bad theology and so on, having to do with the heirs of the Reagan Revolution, the Christian evangelicals. You know, my family has been a long-time Christian conservative activist family, and we were activists back in the time of Barry Goldwater and the John Birch Society and all of that, helping Reagan get in. And now we have seen the Reagan Revolution basically pirated by Jewish neocons who have gone in and are now clustered around the president, influencing him very much away from America's real interests. Charlie, are you there?
You there, Ted?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty. This happens every so often. One of the blessings of modern technology. But, yeah, go ahead. What you were saying about the, here's what I like to point out. The whole idea of, support for the state of Israel is just, no matter what angle you look at it from, there's no basis to it. First of all, the state of Israel today is not anything even remotely resembling something you could call godly, regardless what your religious affiliation is. There's nothing godly about it. But, to imply that you know, they're chosen. Well, what does it mean to be chosen? Does that imply that God specially favors them above everyone else? That was never the case. If you look back at the Old Testament that they profess to follow, God didn't choose them because he liked them better than anyone else. They happened to have been, at that time, the only people he could work through. But it wasn't because they were better than anyone else. As a matter of fact, he told the children of Israel, right from the start, he told Moses, you know, if you, in your travel, should come along, come upon someone who was born of another, you know, another country, and he accepts me through you, then accept him as though he was one born among you. He was to be considered a Jew.
Yes.
Even though he was a foreigner. So now he becomes part of the chosen people too. So it had nothing to do with ethnicity. And as it turns out, a lot of Israelis today aren't even, you know, probably 50%.
Israeli so-called Jews today are actually of Gentile origin, primarily of Khazar.
From Turkey.
Yes, that's right. And I've written extensively on that. I have quite a large article at Truth Tellers on the Khazars and their importance in the whole scheme of things. We have to take that into consideration. But you're right. God actually told the Jews that they were unusually stiff-necked people. They were unusually hard-hearted and disobedient. It wasn't because of their goodness that he had called them, but it was out of his mercy. And I believe it was, as you say, that he picked them up and he used them as a kind of a landing pad, a place where Jesus Christ could come and find a receptive place to enlarge the spiritual Israel of God to all the nations. And that's certainly what Paul says in Galatians and elsewhere in the New Testament, that all who believe in Christ and do the works of faithful Abraham and have faith and obedience and kindness and mercy to their fellow man can be included in the Israel of God. Now, I do believe that God has unfinished business with the Jews, and that he will have righteousness out of a remnant of them, out of tremendous persecution and conflict and tribulation in the end days. That's part of my eschatology at the second coming of Christ. But the fact remains that what the evangelicals have done for the last century is they've agreed with the Zionists, with the Jews, that obedience really doesn't matter at all anymore about the rights to occupy Palestine. And the Bible is so clear.
Well, that fits well with them because they're not obedient either.
That's right. Well, actually, most of these evangelicals who believe that are Calvinist, and they believe also that once they have the born-again experience and have a covenant with God through going forward and accepting Christ, they also can't be lost, and they also can't lose their birth in heaven.
It's a license to do what you want now. You can sleep with the church secretary because, you know, it's disgusting. Yeah.
That's right. So there's kind of a kindred spirit, a joint indulgence in heretical doctrines, both among the evangelicals and the Zionists. And this has made them bedfellows in what's going on in the Middle East. And I believe that by giving Israel unconditional moral and military support for the last century, American evangelicals have tremendously contributed to the instability not only of the Middle East but the whole world, as international Arab terrorism has reacted so powerfully against this very abrasive intruder during this last century in Palestine.
And how can you blame them? I mean, it's disgusting, the hypocrisy that's going on here. We're supporting genocide is what we're doing.
Yes, we are. Well, you know, the Bible says that if you bid God speed, bid encouragement to an evil man, you become a partaker in his evil deeds. And that's exactly what's happening. The church is kind of holding the coats of the Sharons and the Begins and the Shamirs as they're beating the daylights out of these poor Palestinians and shooting their children through the head. And the evangelicals are standing by, you know, like Saul of Tarsus, holding their coats and saying, God bless you, you know, you're the apple of God's eye and you can do anything you want to, and a curse of God is going to fall on us if we even criticize you. This is very, very, very unbiblical. This is a tremendous blot and a tarnish upon the Bible and the New Testament and the whole historical biblical record which says that we've got to, you've got to play ball with God, whether you're a nation or you're an individual. You've got to be obedient and trust Christ, and you've got to be kind and exercise justice and mercy and judgment, even toward those who might be your enemies. And that's not been the truth concerning Israel in this century. Israel, you know, the Bible says that if a man is just, even his enemies will be at peace with him. Well, the record of Israel is that all Israel has done ever since the moment they came into that region a century ago is to create enemies, and not only enemies for themselves, but now also enemies for the nations of the West.
And most of these blind followers of Christian Zionism don't even realize, but this dogma, if you will, didn't even exist prior to 1948. In fact, it came about primarily through the work, as I'm sure you know, of Scofield, who himself was under Rockefeller employ.
Yeah. Well, you know, what Scofield basically said was that God's law and God's ethical system changes in different dispensations in world history. So the same God's same approach...
Even though he says, I am God and I change not, in the very book they profess to follow.
That's right. So you have a different moral law under Noah, you have a different moral law under Moses, different moral law under Christ, and so on. And basically what that amounts to is it says that, yeah, well, obedience was necessary in the time of Moses and Joshua. And if the Jews didn't, if the Hebrews didn't give God the kind of obedience, he could shut them out of the land of Canaan and never allow them to go in. But that doesn't apply now because we're in a different dispensation, a dispensation in which obedience no longer matters. Well, boy, I'd like to find chapter and verse in the Bible which said, which it entitles them to believe that. I mean,
wow. So Jesus came to bring us a 2,000-year indulgence, I guess.
Well, that's right. But this this is heretical because I believe God did establish the Holy Land as a place where God could be revealed to all mankind, and especially through Christ, the incarnation of Christ, broadening out the Israel of God to all who trust, like Abraham did. But what the evangelicals have done is to hold up the holy Jews as a covenant unto himself. And in fact, there are people like John Hagee and others who are now saying that we don't have a right to even evangelize Jews. We don't have a duty to even mention Christ's name in public gatherings with Jews or use him in invocations, because these holy Jews are so sacrosanct in the eyes of God that they have a special covenant circumventing the cross of Jesus Christ. And
This
is absolutely heretical.
I caught his act, and that's all it was, at the IPAC conference. And I tell you, I had all I could do not to just spill my cookies. It was just disgusting.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw. Oh, it was just so... You can imagine, you know, they must have fattened his pockets with some generous contributions to lay that on thick like that.
Well, you know, Jerry Falwell, I understood, died yesterday of a heart attack.
Right.
And his was a very tragic legacy of an evangelical who really bought into the Zionist line big time, and he was actually given a brand-new Israeli business jet by Menachem Begin in reward for his services to Zionism. But I really wouldn't want to be in Jerry's shoes right now, or in his robe or whatever he's in, because he's going to have to answer to Christ and to God for the way that he has distorted the whole biblical requirements of obedience to the nation Israel.
You know, I want to point this out, too. Most Christian Zionists, certainly the majority of them, you know, they're in ignorance. They're being misguided. They have no idea what's really going on here, what this is all about. But if they had any clue that both the Talmud and the Kabbalah, which is really the embodiment of the philosophy of Zionism, date back, and this is admitted in the Encyclopedia Judaica, it dates back, it began as an oral tradition and was later committed to text in the 8th century, I believe. But they admit that it dates back as an oral tradition to the time of the Babylonian captivity, and that the teachings embodied therein were the teachings of the Pharisees in Christ's day. Isn't that interesting? So here are these Christians, professed Christians, embracing Zionism, which believes the same philosophy that actually nailed Christ to the cross. So, you know,
absolutely. In fact, I have a number of videos which are available or viewable on Google.com. I have a video called the Other Israel, video called Why the Middle East Bleeds, another one called Unholy Alliance.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Seen any of those?
Why the Middle East Bleeds, yeah, very good.
Well, good. Anyway, I also have a book in which I trace back exactly what you're saying, Charlie, about how the ancient Pharisees coming out of Babylon, out of all the evil of Babylon, they created a perverse oral tradition which Christ attacked front on. He said, "You by your traditions have made the law of God of none effect." And that oral tradition coming out of the occultry of Babylon became the basis for the Babylonian Talmud and also the Zohar or Kabbalah. And basically, the Pharisees are the most venerated, most respected, and obeyed leaders in rabbinic or modern Judaism today.
It's no wonder that they've reopened the Sanhedrin, folks. Very interesting. They did that just a couple years ago. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Ted Pike.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, we're back for a few more minutes here with our guest, Ted Pike. Boy, time is really flying here. I wish we had more time. There's so much to cover. But coming back to the hate crime bills again, and again, folks, it's the Zionist cabal that has brought us things like this. I read something last week about Bush shooting that thing down, that he was vetoing it or something. Is that still in something he's trying to do, or is he just going to let it?
I hope he will. Hope he'll stand by his promise. He actually was quite dramatic. I was listening to the proceedings on the floor of the House Thursday morning, 13 days ago, and word was sent through one of the Republican members of the House that the president was now announcing that if they passed the hate bill in Congress, that his top advisors were advising him to veto it. But the problem is that the Jewish community is not going to let that stand. They are very, very powerfully organizing now, announcing that they are going to do everything they can to overwhelm the president and dissuade him from keeping his promise to the religious conservative right. So we have a big fight on our hands. The Jewish organizations in America are very powerful, and there are literally thousands of them, large and small, who work as a bloc, a powerful unit. And so this is a time when all who love truth and freedom, literally every good man and woman in America has to come to the aid of their country now. The best way to do that, as I mentioned earlier, is call your member of the Senate from your district. Doesn't matter if you don't even know who that person is. You just call the toll-free number. I'll give that again if I might. It's 877-851-6437. Call that number, and the receptionist will say, well, what's your zip code? And you say, you'll give it to her, and she'll send you to the member of the Senate from your district. And leave this very simple message. Just say, please don't vote for the federal hate bill S-1105. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. And also throw this in and say, if you do, if Senator so-and-so does vote for the hate bill, I and my friends will never vote for him again. It's time to get tough with these people. Let them know that there's a groundswell of people out there who will not only oppose them at the polls, but will spread the word to their friends and to their churches and their conservative clubs to boycott that person next time around at the polling places.
Absolutely. And people say, oh, they're sellouts, they're going to do it anyway. No, if they hear enough people calling them, that's why they do it, because they figure no one's bothering, so we can get away with it. But if they see enough people calling, absolutely they're going to take action, if for nothing else, out of fear of their own necks, you know, their own little secure, cozy, comfy job they got there at our expense.
Yeah, that's right. And that's
you're paying them salary. Make sure they're working for you. I'm sorry, Ted?
Yeah, that's the barest minimum that every patriotic American should do, is call your member of the Senate today. But also, as I mentioned earlier, also at truthtellers.org, we have lists of other wayward Republicans and even some Democrats who should be getting calls pressuring them not to vote for the hate bill. Lots of articles, complete education at truthtellers.org. And also,
are your books and videos available there as well?
Yes, they are. We sell those there in DVD or VHS.
Yeah, make sure you go there, folks, truthtellers.org. If you want to educate yourself about Zionism, it's a great place to look. Thanks again, Ted, for coming on. Wish we had more time. We'll have you on again sometime.
Okay, thank you, Charles.
All right, you take care. Folks, we'll see you again tomorrow with some more great guests. Have a good evening.
A message for all home